KQED.
Well, climate change has been a signature issue for Governor Schwarzenegger, and it's also become something of a cultural Rorschach test. Views on scientific data range from fear and urgency to skepticism or even denial. That puts science museums and aquariums around the state in something of a bind. Several are currently staging exhibits on climate change, hoping to educate the public on this complicated topic. But as Marjorie Sun reports, these institutions have to walk a fine line through a thicket of sensitive issues.
At the Monterey Bay Aquarium, visitors peer at a flock of live flamingos that, yes, are all pink and standing on one leg. The flashy birds are the centerpiece of the aquarium's current climate change exhibit. It describes how global warming is harming their habitat and the oceans. The mission of this exhibit is to inspire conservation of the oceans, but to the aquarium's surprise, part of the show sparked a controversy. Soon after the exhibit opened, aquarium staffer Jenny Sayer Ramberg stood next to a life-size statue of a cow.
So we have this lovely cow with a gas mask on who's telling you, burp, I can't believe I'm saying this, but what the world needs now is less methane, and that means fewer cows.
And now, the purpose of the cow with the gas mask was to show that mega farms raising cattle and cows are big contributors to greenhouse gas emissions. That's based on a 2006 study. The gas mask was meant to grab people's attention. Well, it sure did. Beef and dairy supporters objected to the mask, saying it made cows look scary and bad. The aquarium removed the gas mask, but the statue remains. Although it looks like the aquarium bowed to pressure, consider this. A UN-sponsored study released about the same time the exhibit opened showed that the dairy sector alone, not including beef production, accounts for just 3% of all greenhouse gas emissions. Ramberg says the purpose of the cow with the mask was to generate conversation, not stop it. The controversy illustrates the minefield that aquariums and museums must navigate when educating the public on climate change. Their exhibits need to keep on top of the latest science. They want to create bold exhibits, but not ones that backfire.
Things like public transportation, walking in the bike, you leave a smaller carbon footprint than when you use your car.
At the California Academy of Sciences, Aaron Pope says climate change is a particularly tough topic for institutions to tackle.
It's also become a very political issue, a very partisan issue, and it's very, very embedded in people's cultural identities.
Pope heads sustainability programs at the Academy, which also opened a climate change exhibit this year.
The issue is not grounded in science in our culture, it's grounded in cultural values. So that makes it a very, very difficult issue to communicate.
Despite observed changes in things like sea level and the Sierra snowpack, surveys by the Academy show that a majority of its visitors, most from the Bay Area, believe climate change is not yet affecting California, though they believe climate change is real.
They thought it was a problem for faraway lands. They thought it was a problem for the polar bears and for people in India and China and for their grandchildren.
So the Academy exhibit devotes considerable space to how global warming is already affecting California.
We really were trying to walk a fine line between giving people the real truth, which is that, hey, this is a very serious issue, and saying that there's a lot that you can do about it and there's lots of hope for the future.
So to inspire visitors, the Academy assembled a large, eye-catching display of new inventions to fight climate change. Dave Seppos of Davis examines one of them. It's a scale model of an imaginary kinetic playground, the creation of a middle school student.
This ingenious idea of a kinetic playground, the idea that you could harness the energy from the kids playing and store it and then transfer it to use for other means, we live our life with kinetic energy of children. I just never thought of literally harnessing it.
He says the exhibit as a whole is a good reminder that one person, one family, can make a difference in combating global warming. And that's needed because climate change is low on people's radar right now, says Tom Bowman. His company helps develop climate change exhibits around the country, including the Monterey Bay Aquariums and the one at Birch Aquarium in La Jolla. Climate change, he says, may be the number one environmental issue.
But it's so much lower than education and the wars and healthcare and the economy that it isn't rising high enough to really drive political action.
Bowman says political action is one of the thorniest issues for institutions. They usually don't touch it, sometimes out of fear of offending funders. But political activism is what the Monterey Bay Aquarium is unapologetically after in its climate change exhibit. At a computer here, you can email your U.S. senator an appeal to cut carbon pollution. Again, Jenny Sayer-Rambert.
I think we're encouraging people to be responsible citizens. And for whatever your set of beliefs are, if it's important to you, we think it's important to speak up. Because when you have something as large as global climate change, it's going to take enormous efforts to make a change.
The big unanswered question for the aquarium and other institutions, after they thread their way through so many touchy issues, is whether they can inspire visitors enough to really cut their carbon footprint after they get home, let alone push for political change. For the California Report, I'm Marjorie Sun.
And you'll find more on these exhibits and how an Oakland-based group has been educating teens nationally on climate change. It's all online at californiareport.org/climatewatch.